With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore. Tomorrow night, the Fresno City Council is expected to vote on a controversial proposal to allow agriculture operations in parts of the city currently zoned for residential use. It's part of an effort by a Fresno housing developer to turn the former Running Horse development into a 360-acre almond orchard. But as FM 89's Rebecca Plevin reports, the plan is not growing on some community residents.
About a dozen West Fresno residents and advocates gathered in front of Fresno City Hall today to express their disapproval of a change in the city's zoning law. It would allow Fresno housing developer Granville Homes to plant a 50,000-tree almond orchard in their neighborhood. Among them was Venice Curry, a West Fresno resident and physician. She's concerned the proposed operation could expose residents to dust and pesticides and harm their air and water.
We are opposing this text amendment on the grounds of public health. We know that it is not in the best interest of our community. All parts of Fresno are important, and public health should be a priority over profit.
Years ago, the property, then known as Running Horse, was supposed to be a luxury home development and golf course. But that fell through, and Granville acquired the land this year. The company intends to grow almonds on the site, renamed Mission Ranch, until the housing market improves. But current city zoning laws prohibit agriculture in areas zoned for homes. That's why the council Thursday will debate a citywide change to the law, which is being sponsored by the developer. At today's press conference, Pastor Booker T. Lewis of the Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church said he opposed the change. It would effectively allow for large-scale agriculture near the new veterans' home and an elementary school in a community already burdened by heavy industry.
The residents who live in this community desire the zoning to remain residential for the building of middle to moderate-income housing.
Darius Assemi, president of Granville, says living near orchards and vineyards is nothing new for Fresno residents. And he says, the area around Mission Ranch is already agricultural.
You know, everybody talks about Fresno being a prime ag land, and occasionally ag land becomes residential, and that's what everybody gets upset about. In this case, we're actually converting it back to ag land until there's a demand or need or a market for housing development.
The zoning change would allow for community gardens as well. But garden advocates have also raised concern about the amendment and what Granville's project could mean for West Fresno. The city council is expected to consider the zoning change on Thursday evening. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.